Have you ever noticed that you and your spouse can love each other on Monday and feel like enemies on Thursday? You know, nothing big happened. Nobody cheated. Nobody screamed. But somewhere in the middle of the week, you stopped standing shoulder to shoulder and started standing face to face. Arms crossed, keeping score, just like two enemies. And most couples think that this means something is wrong with their marriage. And I want to show you today why that's not true. Something isn't wrong with your marriage. Something is missing from it. And it's not love. Welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, where cross-cultural Christian couples learn to stop fighting each other and start facing the world together. So if you're torn between your spouse and your family, start by taking the free United Front quiz at liveyourbestmarriage.com/quiz to see exactly where your marriage is vulnerable to family and cultural pressure. I'm your host, Pastor Shayo, and let's jump in. Let me tell you about a Saturday morning in my house. I had just come off a long shift at the hospital, and I was tired. I walked in about 8 a.m. in the morning, and I could hear the girls before I could even see them. Cereal bowls, cartoons, one of them crying about a marker that didn't even belong to her. And Whitney was at the counter, and I could tell by her shoulders, before she even said a single word, that she was running on empty too. And I said something small. I don't even remember exactly what it was. Something like, "Why is it so loud in here?" And that's all it took. She turned around and said, "You know, you've been gone all night. You don't get to walk in here and grade the house." And at that moment, I also got defensive. She got defensive, I got defensive. And in the next 10 minutes, two people who love Jesus and love each other stood at the kitchen arguing like lawyers. She brought up last month. I brought up last week. She brought up what I did not do. I also brought up what she did not do, right? And the girls just got quiet the way kids do when they feel the temperature has changed in the room. And here's what got me later. We were not even mad about the noise. That was not the fight. Or it wasn't about the shift. It was that we had no plan for when we are tired. So we did what most couples do. We just reacted. What I didn't realize at the time was this. Whitney and I were treating our marriage like it should just work. Like love was supposed to be enough. Just enough for any hard morning. Just think about any team that you ever respected. A basketball team, a surgical team, a worship team. None of them just show up on game day and hope that love of the game will carry them. Because you know what they do? They train, right? They run the same plays over and over when nothing is on the line. So that when they have gotten the play down, when everything is on the line. And Whitney and I loved each other, but we were not training like teammates. We only ever practiced in the middle of the game, in the kitchen, exhausted with an audience of little girls. So by the end of this episode, you will see why couples who make it are not the ones who fight the least. They are the ones who train the most. And I'll give you one simple drill that you can run this week. And before I go further, has this ever happened to you? The fight that wasn't really about the thing that you are fighting about? So if you got a story like that, we would really want to hear it. Pull out your phone, record 1 to 2 minute voice memo, and email it to feedback@liveyourbestmarriage.com. Tell us your first name, or you can stay anonymous. And also, you can tell us where you're from. Again, you can stay anonymous too. And tell us what this episode helped you see. And quick note, if you're sending us a voice memo, you're also giving us permission to potentially share it on the podcast. We will keep you anonymous if you prefer. Just say so in the message. Just find a quiet room, hold your phone close, and talk like you're talking to a friend. So here's the belief I want to challenge today. Most of us believe that if we love each other, that's enough. That the marriage should run on its own. And when it doesn't, we assume that love must be broken. But love was never the problem in my kitchen that Saturday morning. The problem was we had no place, no shared plan on what to do when both of us hit empty on the same time. And teams don't leave that to chance. Really, a good team knows exactly what to do when they're about 10 points down because they have practiced being 10 points down. And that pressure doesn't surprise them because they have already trained for that pressure. Now, think about what pressure looks like in your marriage. And for us, in cross-cultural marriages, the pressure has a name. Sometimes it's that phone call from his mother. It's that money request from her side. It's that holiday question that nobody wants to answer first. And every time it comes, we act shocked, like it's the first time. No, it's not the first time. It's the same play the other team runs every single season. And they keep running it because it keeps working. And here's a shift that changed things for me and Whitney. We stopped asking, why do we keep fighting? And start asking, what place can we run when this happens? So now that Saturday morning problem, we build a play for it. Now when I come home, I'm tired from a shift or just from somewhere. I just don't walk in and grade the house. I walk in, I find Whitney, and the first thing out of my mouth is about her, not the noise. It's not how the house looks. Something like, how are you? How are you doing? Okay. It takes 20, 30 seconds, but that's the whole play. Is it romantic? Not really, because you are learning something new. Neither is that free throw that the team has to practice over and over and over. So you have to practice these free throws so much until they're automatic when the game is tight. And here's what our girls see now. They don't see two enemies in the kitchen. They see two teammates handing off the ball, and I promise you, they are taking notes. Our kids are learning marriage by watching ours. That alone is worth the training. So here's the reframe that I want you to take out of this episode. Your spouse is not your enemy. Your spouse is not your opponent. The pressure is the opponent. The exhaustion, the expectations, the family systems pulling you on both sides. That's the other team. The moment that you and your spouse turn and face each other, the real opponent scores unguarded. A united front is not a feeling, it's a skill. And the skill is built in practice, not in games. So here's a drill for this week. One play, and you know, that's it. Sit down with your spouse where nothing is wrong. Pick that one moment that always goes sideways. Is that the morning handoff? The phone call? The bedtime chaos? Whatever. Decide together in advance what you'll do that when that time comes again. Write it down if you have to, then run it once this week. You are not fixing a whole marriage this week. What you're doing is running one play. Teams are built one play at a time. Thanks for listening to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. If today's episode hit home, don't just go back to normal. Go find out where your marriage really stands. Take the free quiz at liveyourbestmarriage.com/quiz. And in just a few minutes, you'll learn where you are strong, where you're exposed, and the next steps towards a true united front. Again, that's liveyourbestmarriage.com/quiz, and I'll see you there.